Patricia Emanuel is professor of pediatrics at USF. Along with investigators in 14 other cities, Emanuel is researching how to prevent and treat adolescents who are infected with human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV, the microbe that causes AIDS. One aspect of that research, in collaboration with a group called the Microbicide Trials Network, involves one particular vaginal microbicide being used in a trial study at the USF Student Health Center, Emanuel said.
There's many different types of microbicides. This one acts as a barrier and disrupts the virus. A microbicide is usually a topical gel or a cream that's applied by women into the vagina. Right now, what we're testing is actually testing the safety of this product and the acceptability, whether women accept its use.
Emanuel said that a vaginal microbicide that is effective against HIV would empower women to protect themselves from infection.
The vast majority of infections occur in the developing world, particularly sub-Saharan Africa. And throughout the world, women do not have the power in the relationship, and they may not have the ability to ask a man to use a condom. Sometimes the men are working in cities. They return home to their wives who are on the farms, and it would a woman is afraid to ask her husband, for example, to use a condom. So the idea behind a microbicide is that she would be able to use this to protect herself, hopefully telling her husband, but in some cases where there is a real power inequity, she would be able to use it without him knowing.
That's important, Emanuel said, because the AIDS pandemic is a growing problem among women.
Around the world, approximately 50% of infections are in women. And in particular, if, for example, in Africa, it is young women. Actually, the age difference is primarily it's young women who are becoming infected. Generally, in their teenage years. The problem is that with a woman becoming infected, then the risk to her infant that she will pass this, there's about a 25% chance that she will pass the virus to her infant. And certainly, her living children have the possibility of becoming orphans. So it just hugely impacts the entire infrastructure of the society.
Microbicides can be made with or without contraceptive properties. Emanuel addressed a group of about 40 USF students during a World AIDS Day commemoration that included a film screening of In Women's Hands about international efforts to promote vaginal microbicide. The event was organized in part by the Student Global AIDS Campaign at USF. Jordan Markle is their president and also works for the Department of Pediatrics.
The focus of this event is on women because women are at the highest risk of HIV. Biologically, women have a higher risk of HIV transmission. Also, in a lot of countries, women don't have the power to say no in sexual encounters. Women can't ask their partners to wear a condom. They don't see their partners for months, and they come home, and they're forced into sexual encounters with their husbands that they don't feel comfortable with.
That services that we offer, this is 12 steps living on a condom. And also
several student groups had tables with information about HIV or AIDS activism. Holly Silberman passed out condoms and data about sexually transmitted infections, or STIs, on behalf of Student Health Services and Hillel, the Jewish student organization.
Because I think that it gets awareness out to the USF student body. We're giving out information, you know, based upon what our services offer. We're giving information out for Hillel, letting people know that they can come there whenever they'd like to. We're giving people, you know, protection to keep themselves safe, to prevent, you know, STIs and HIV illnesses, you know, to spread. So we want to make sure that everyone's healthy and happy and that the students know that we're there for them.
The Pinellas County Health Department gave out health screenings, flu vaccines, and HIV and syphilis testing, all for free, at Williams Park and at all five county health department offices on Monday. The Hillsborough County Health Department offered free HIV and STI testing at its Kennedy Boulevard office in Tampa. The Florida Institute for Community Studies offered free HIV tests and bilingual information in town and country. Lorraine Savage is with the Knitting Club of USF and is selling knitted and crocheted AIDS ribbons in benefit for the Children's AIDS Foundation of Tampa Bay.
Well, I thought it was very important that we raise awareness and just bring attention to this terrible disease.
Caring for Haitian Orphans with AIDS, or CHO-AIDS, is a not-for-profit group started by a public health worker at USF. It provides education, school fees, uniforms, food, medical treatment, and a place to live for children with AIDS who have been orphaned in Haiti, said Nancy Romero Dazza, an associate professor of anthropology at USF.
The idea is to provide an environment that is very different from a traditional orphanage. So instead of having the kids institutionalized, we get referrals from hospitals and kids who have been left on the streets or abandoned at the hospital. And what we do is we place them in a house and we try to create an environment where it's like a family environment. At this point, we have 10 children. They live like as siblings. They're taken care of by mothers who are also HIV positive. So at the same time, we're providing services for the kids, but also for the employing HIV positive women.
A World AIDS Day remembrance and candlelight ceremony is taking place until 7 p.m. Monday night in the ballroom of the USF Marshall Center. On Tuesday, in Marshall Center Room 2708, there will be a student-run conference on healthcare in the United States as seen through the lens of Hillsborough County. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.